Hello and welcome to the Brawl News, your podcast for all the latest tips, tricks, and insights about Brawl Stars. I'm your host, Xander, and today I'm going to break down Brawl Talk. So yeah, let's just get right into it. And I think the first thing we should talk about is definitely the new Brawlers, because they're both very cool and both unique in their own ways. So basically, we're going to start off with the Brawlers, then we'll talk about Hypercharge, skins, and last off, we'll end off with how my predictions did. And yeah, so first off, the new Brawlers, the new Chromatic, the one that was leaked so much in the trailer. Her name is Pearl, and she's basically like a robot oven that shoots cookies. And my gosh, is she way too OP. Like, it is not funny how OP she is. Like, she's gonna break the game. She can deal almost like 3,000 damage per hit with her thing when she has it. So basically what Pearl does is basically she has this bar that'll take like 7 seconds, I assume, to charge all the way to the top. And the higher the bar is, the more damage you do. So it's basically the more it overheats. And I think that's a really cool concept. And I'm surprised they came up with such an original brawler for how many brawlers there are. 71, like 72 now. That's really impressive. Like, I think he's a cool brawler, and his super is like super small, like smaller than a Jackie super, or hers is, sorry. And basically what it does is depending on how overheated you are, it will deal at power 11 like up 3600 to almost 5000 damage, which is OP and it's not fair, and they're gonna have to nerf that, because you can literally just bush camp. She's literally Shelly bush camping 2.0. so I hope they nerf her, because they always make Chromatics OP and it's kind of making me annoyed. Now the next thing is we're gonna talk about, it's the next brawler, and I'm super excited for this brawler. He looks so cool. I'm pretty sure his name is Chuck, and he's a train conductor. He's like this old, weird-looking guy. He kind of reminds me of Byron, but if he was like even weirder looking. And basically, what he does is he's kind of a mix of Fang, in my opinion. I know people have said he's a lot like Gray, but I disagree. I think he's like hardly anything like Gray. But basically, he's kind of a mix of Ems and Fang, in my opinion. And basically, his main attack, it's sort of like the size of Lola's, I'd say, and maybe a bit shorter and not as wide. But it pierces, and it kind of looks like Ems's. So I think it's like the smoke from the engine, because he's kind of like a train conductor or something, or a train, I forget. Something along those lines. And basically, what it does pretty good damage. I don't know the exact thing. I didn't really watch all of Brawl Talk, because I couldn't. I didn't look at the wall, the roadmap. I'll have to watch that tomorrow, but I gotta look at the roadmap, because that seems pretty cool. And I also, like, so basically his super is what really is cool. You place down, like, these markers, and, when you super, you'll go towards that marker. So you can set up different markers, like, imagine there's an open map. With like you place one down, you place another. I think you have to charge up super to place one, but basically you go from one chain to the next thing, and it gets cut off if there's a wall, so you only go to one. But it's super cool, like, so it bounces off. It's like you see a Fang, it bounces off, instead of enemy, it bounces off these poles or these things that are pre-built, which is pretty cool. Like, it is really sick, and I really like it. Sorry if it sounded a bit echoey there. I just had to move to grab something. And if the audio isn't as good, I did get my phone back. Or I got a new phone, because my old one broke. I bought it. So that means that's my fourth phone. The first one lost. The second one broke. I didn't break it. I forget what happened. Sorry if you can't hear that. But third one, that most recent one, it just, the battery broke, which is sad because I really like that phone. It was a 10S. It was nice screen, but now I have a 10R. It's my grandparents' old phone. So that's nice of them. I have to, but so it wasn't too expensive. It's used, but that's nice. Now that I can actually record, I'm hoping by Christmas or next year, I'll have a microphone so I can talk better and you can hear me better. And, well, I think I'm getting a bit sidetracked. I'll continue talking about Chuck. And I think he's a super cool brawler, and I think that he's not going to be as OP. And I'm pretty sure he's a legendary. They didn't say, so I don't know for sure. And also, Pearl is the chromatic that fits in Belle's trio. I don't know which trio Chuck is in. Oh, yeah, I think it might be a new trio. I don't know, but it's pretty cool. So, now that we've talked about the new brawlers, we might as well get into Hypercharge. So, Hypercharge was so much different than everyone thought. It's another button on your screen. So, it'll be, like, to the left and the bottom of your super. Now, you can probably change this around if you go into edit controls, but that's where it default is. And basically, you'll charge it up. It takes a lot longer to charge up your hypercharge than your main one. So it'll be like, you maybe only get, you get like one or maybe two hypercharges a game. So you've got to make good use of this. It's like an OP gadget, in my opinion. That's kind of what it seems to be. And I think it's so cool. Like, only problem is the progression is gonna get hit hard. There's six new brawlers. I believe it's Shelly, Spike, Colt, Bull, and I forget who else, but those are like, I think those are who it is. And there's not very many people, so at the start the meta is gonna be so unbalanced. I got a feeling it's just gonna be those six as the top six best brawlers. And the only way to balance hypercharge is if they add all of the hypercharges at once. I think it was a really awful decision to add six hypercharges. And I don't want to be all down on this because I think hypercharge is an awesome idea that is so cool. And I can't wait. I actually recorded, if you're listening to this, it'll probably be released on Sunday or late Saturday. But I recorded it as soon as Brawl Talk was done, which was 8 in the morning for me. And I wasn't able to upload it because I had to edit it and do all that. So, I'm sorry that it's late. And also, with Hypercharge, I am going to release an episode probably making Hypercharge ideas or, like, for every single brawler, which will take me a lot of time to make, but I think it will be a really cool episode, so stay tuned for that. It won't be too long till it's uploaded. Also, I am planning to do a episode with Owen, who was the old co-host, but he didn't want to be on the on the podcast anymore. And well, it works out now. He'll be a special guest. He'll be once in a while. Also plan to make a Super Mario Odyssey episode for a bit. I don't know when that'll happen. I don't often make those. And also, I just want to say, I was just looking, and I noticed that a couple of my videos or episodes hit 100 plays, so that is awesome. We're currently averaging 75 plays an episode, which is so cool, and I thank you guys so much, and we have, like, 60 listeners on, like, average episode. Like, there's 60 different devices that are registered, let's say, so that's really cool. And, I also want to talk about I am very disorganized, and this is not a very professional podcast. I'm sorry. I am working on this, trying to get a bit more professional when it comes to podcasting, because I feel like it's pretty unprofessional. A lot of Brawl Stars podcasts in general, they're usually made by a lot of kids like me, and I also think that since we're kids, we're not as professional as, like, older people. I know there's some other more professional ones, like Leon's Legion and Wolfpack, but I am not that kind of guy. I am very bad. I am sorry. Anyways, also, school starts for me. I'm heading into grade 9, so that's cool. I wasn't able to record any episodes this week because I had soccer on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I was able to record today because my match finished. It was like 30 degrees and it was so hot, and we had a 2.5 hour practice, so I was tired. I had some downtime so I could actually record, so that is awesome that I could get this out. I'm tired because, so I didn't release this right after Brawl Talk, sorry, when I watched it. Right after I watched it, Brawl Talk was out at 8, then I went straight to soccer and came straight back and recorded. Sorry for making things sound confusing. Anyways, yeah, so let's just get into the next thing. Alright, so I am back. I just finished eating mint chicken at a restaurant, and it was actually pretty good. And so now we're gonna go over the skins, and when I say we are, I mean me and Owen.
Hi.
So yeah, we're here, and his breath smells like licorice because he just ate like these licorice things. But basically, he's gonna go over the skins, and then he's gonna rate them out of 10, how good he thinks every skin is. We'll probably go over everyone if I can remember them. But we'll start off with the first ones, which is the skin for Pearl. What do you think of the tech one, or like the retro one?
I think it looks like pretty good.
For 29 gems, it's good.
Yeah, it's for 29 gems, it's a great skin. I mean, I don't have much to say to it just because it's 29 gems.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good for 29 gems.
So what would you rate it out of 10?
I mean, probably like, it's 29 gems, so it's not like great, so. But for its value, it's like an 8.
Alright, 8 out of 10. So, what do you think of the Brawl Talk one? I forget the name. The Brawl Pass one. I forget the name of it.
Yeah, I also forget the look of it, kind of, but,
it's like green. It's cool. I like
it. Yeah, I think this is honestly great. We haven't had a good one in a while. We've had some really bad ones, such as, like, Crimson RT and...
No.
Magma Mandy and, like... Spewbine Cordelius.
The new Mandy skin looks really good in my opinion.
Yeah, those haven't been great, but it's finally nice that we have like a pretty good one at least. Yeah, I think out of 10, I'd probably rate it an 8 again. Solid 8.
Solid 8. Okay. So, and Chuck got a new skin. I forget what it's called. It's just a 29 gem skin. Yeah. Pretty basic.
Yeah, there's nothing too special about this. It just has like a different color variant. I honestly might like his like default better. But I don't know, I'd rate it like a 5 out of 10. There's nothing special at all.
And then we have the Wasteland skins, and these ones are really cool. The Wasteland reminds me of a game I was playing. Back in the old days when I only had 20 minutes of iPad time, I was playing the game known as Sodigo.
Mm-hmm.
And so did Owen, and we would basically have this shared account,
yeah.
I think it was that game. It might have been a different game. But from what I recall, and basically I've been replaying through it, and I have 94%. I am so close to beating it. I'm sad. I hope I beat it. I just can't figure it out. I am bad at locating. I got to the area where the boss is, but it's a very fun game. It's like an offline game for road trips. It's basically if Legend of Zelda and Mario, like the
Odyssey?
2D. No, it's because it's like 2D. Yeah. Like Mario Bros, like the normal one, like Mario Wonder, those kind of games. It's like that. So it's like a platformer Legend of Zelda, and it's super fun. Like, for an offline game, it's free. It's great. So if you're looking for a fun game to play on the road trips while you don't have internet, I would totally suggest picking this up. Very fun game. But let's get back onto topic. So what do you think of the Willow skin?
The Willow skin's great. Like,
it's so cool.
Like, it's like, if you're like a Willow main, I don't think you are. I don't think anybody's like Spenelsea here, but
he's a Willow main?
No, but he really likes Willow for some reason. But it's really great that she got a new skin just because Axel Willow was like terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually got that from a legendary star drop, which is really sad. But
also, today I'm very happy. I got Gladiator Colette from a legendary star drop.
Yeah,
man, I'm so happy. That is such a good skin. I haven't got like a legendary star drop for so long.
Mm-hmm.
That's my third legendary star drop. which is awesome. I am so glad I got this. I'm gonna use it. Like, it's a good skin. I play Colette. Yeah. It's awesome. Like, anyways, so the Willow skin, I agree, is super cool. Like, it's awesome. Yeah. It's got an awesome design on it. And I do think it's better than the other ones. I think it's my favorite one out of them.
Yeah.
If I can remember.
And even when you shoot, it's like, I don't know what it is, but something like comes out of the ground. Yeah. And it like moves, which is honestly great. But I'd rate it a 9 out of 10.
All right, so the next brawler is going to be... is Maisie. So Maisie's skin is overrated. It's weird.
No,
she's
way.
Got an afro. She looks goofy. Or not an afro. She's got a mohawk. Looks goofy, y'all.
It's so good.
Goofy as heck.
No.
Broby looking like a Splatoon character, not
no,
gonna lie.
It is so good. Yeah, and the Splatoon characters are like fine looking. It's so good. Way better. Best Maisie skin by far. 100%. I don't know what you're talking about. I think it's like great value. I think it's only like 79 or 150 too. Which is great.
But he's looking like he's straight out of one of those like 2000 movies.
It's so good though. I think the animations are amazing. Super animations might not be amazing here, but it's still so good. Great skin. If it's 79 gems, I might even pick it up when I get Maisie on this account because it's not my mini. But yeah.
Overrated skin, definitely. What's the next one? I don't remember the other two.
Well, there's none Squeak. We can do
no That's Squeak. A different area. We'll talk about them later.
A Hank one.
Oh, yeah, the Robo Hank one. That one sucks.
No, it doesn't. I mean, nobody's going to get it because, be honest, who's a Hank main?
They're a clown.
If there's a Hank main listening to this podcast, I'm not trying to offend you here, but whatever. I'm not going to say whatever. Yeah.
This is a family-friendly podcast, and we are not allowed to say. Just kidding. We wouldn't say anything like that.
No.
Of course not. We were just going to say, it's kind of goofy.
Worse than an Edgar main, if you ask me.
Bro. Oh, yeah. Also, I'm working on a Mortis and Fang montage. I don't know the brawlers, actually. And I'll just tell you the title. It's, I Got Trophies on My Mind. And if you've heard this, it's from Super Labs Video. It's an amazing song. Top notch. Go check out the one where it's featuring Sussy Lab. Amazing song. Just so good. Like, yeah, stay tuned for that. And also, thanks for listening to my other one, because that one got, like, 75 views, which is decent. Like, that's awesome.
Also, my montage might be going on his channel, just because my channel is, like...
Dead.
Yeah, it's dead.
All it does is have a Brawl Stars vs. Tickhead video, which I edited awfully.
Yeah, I think it's... I think I deleted it, but I might not have yet.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
But, like, basically... The Hank skin is pretty boring for a pretty boring brawler. I mean, Hank's just not that enjoyable. I mean, it's just the super. The super is so basic and boring. Yeah. If he had an exciting super, that would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you play him?
Yeah, all right. I can't think of any more. Can you?
Sorry.
Cordelia's got 20.
Oh, yeah, like the Cordelia's one?
And I think this might be his best skin.
Seriously. It's good. I like the...
I think it's better than Poison Cap. It's like, I think it doesn't have shot.
Time for the Shroom, dude.
No, I think it's 79 gems.
Yeah, it might be.
No, sorry, it's not 29 gems. It's
It's his best skin, though. Yes, Spormine is goofy as heck. I mean, he's already a goofy guy with all his shrooms and stuff.
His brain? I didn't know this. Like, you know how there's like a glass thing you can see his brain?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a mushroom. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't know it was a mushroom inside of it.
There's a mushroom inside of it?
You know how it's like... With a giant thing.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of goofy.
It's not a great skin, but...
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't like it. But anyways, moving on to the Goofy Monsters school thing. Now, this is just goofy.
Let's start with Nerd Squeak.
Nerd Squeak is the only reason this is amazing.
The best skin that suits Xander. It's like, suits him perfectly. Nerd, honestly amazing.
But, you know I'm not a nerd.
No, I'm just kidding, you know.
He's not. He thinks I'm a nerd. I'm really not that much of a nerd. I'll admit, I'm not a nerd. Just because I play band, I play the clarinet, doesn't mean I'm a total nerd.
Squidward alert.
Are you going to do band?
Probably not.
Yeah.
But the band trip seems cool.
Yeah. I'll tell you if it's any good since we have a new teacher. Nerd Squeak is amazing. It should be 300 gems.
No.
I would take it over the Stew Skin.
Yeah, I would too.
Nerd Squeak is goated. It is so goofy looking. It is so awesome. I love it. You can't argue with the facts that it's amazing.
I get Connor from Brawl Stars All Stars is a Stew main, and he's... I think he's going to pick up the skin, but if he does, I don't know.
Connor, if you're listening, don't get it. It's not worth it. Get the Halloween one.
100%. It's so bad. The only thing that's cool is when you kill someone, like some animation comes up.
I wouldn't get it. 300 gems is a ripoff. And there's also Call of Gems finally got a remodel.
It's worse now?
No, it's a little better.
No, it's worse. It's worse. Worst name, worst...
Mean, like, Girl Lems.
Oh. It has, like, horns on its forehead now. It's terrible.
Yeah, they're kind of looking kind of goofy. They look like goobers. Nerd Squeak is the only goat.
Yeah,
like, for real. Nerd Squeak, it's the best Squeak skin, undeniable.
I think it is, too.
Like, amazing.
Shot animations. It's amazing. It is.
And he's such a great character.
On to Cheerleader Rosa.
Cheerleader Rosa is
pretty
okay.
Good. No, I think it's good. I think it's pretty good.
Oh, we haven't been rating them. Whatever. I guess we won't rate them.
Nerd Squeak's at 9 out of 10, though.
10 out of 10. 11 out of 10.
Honestly. But the Rosa one, it's not bad for Rosa. I just think they could have done a bit more, but I'd still take Coco Rosa. Just get that instead. Yeah. But, yeah.
The next ones are the Jock Stew. It's like he's a jock, which if you don't know what it is, it's like the cool athletic guy. But yeah. It's really annoying, in my opinion. And he's kind of goofy looking. And the Lunar skins, and I think these are both good skins. Like, I really like the Mandy one. I think the Mandy one's better.
Really? I think they're both great, honestly.
Like, the Mandy one, it's got, like, the whatever. If it's, what is Lunar again? I forget. Is it, like, Chinese celebration or Japanese?
I don't know.
Because they got, like, the...
rabbit thing.
No.
I don't know.
Lunar New Year? Because... Isn't that, like, the Chinese thing?
No, but the bunny thing, because there's, like, Lunar Piper, which is, like,
oh,
bunny.
Yeah.
So it might have something to do with that.
Oh, Lunar New Year is, like, the year of the tiger, or, like, the year of the bull
year
or something.
Year of the tiger is, like, Fang season.
You think Year of the Tiger is just Fang season?
No. I know it's a real-life thing, but that's what it's kind of based on. Like, karate.
You're saying that Lunar New Year was... The Year of the Tiger was invented by Brawl Stars.
No, I'm not saying that, but, like, the whole season vibe was, like, kind of... That's kind of, like, Year of the Tiger.
Yeah. And so it's kind of got, like, the outfit that's, like... I don't know what they're called. I haven't really seen them. I don't know. I've never been to China.
Also, news here. My opinion, the best podcast is back for Brawl Stars. It's a Brawl show, and I'm so happy they're uploading. Like, it's such a good podcast. If you haven't checked them out, you gotta listen to them.
Also, moment of silence for Noob Army's phone.
What happened to his phone?
Moment
of silence for your phone, buddy.
It died.
Yeah,
but he got his phone taken away, it sounds like, so he won't be able to play as much Brawl Stars, which is sad.
At least his phone didn't break.
Stop.
Yeah. Okay. But next skin?
So, the next...
Well, what's the rate Jock Stew, what I don't like about it?
The shot we're not talking about Jock Stew. No, we're talking about the Lunar Janet and the other one, Mandy skin.
Okay, true.
The Mandy skin, I think, in my opinion, is an 8 out of 10. And the Janet one is a 7 out of 10. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, same for me, probably.
Like, they're great skins. Like, I'm not a Mandy main, so I probably won't pick up the Mandy one. If it's 79 gems, I will debate it.
I have her Power 9, which isn't really so
All cool. of Mandy's skins are good. Like, MC Mandy's good. I don't really like Magma, though.
Yeah, Magma's not good, in my opinion.
And, there is also a new mecha skin, and I was so hyped. I'm like, new mecha skin. Oh, it's going to be for such a cool brawler that everyone loves. It's the most loved brawler in Brawl Stars. Is there going to be a mecha,
the person is kind of a
Stew.
Popular brawler, but...
Mm.
I bet you said Edgar main...
Mecha... It's mecha Edgar. Yeah. It's mecha Edgar.
The Edgar mains are going to buy this.
It's an amazing skin. But why Edgar? It pains me to think about all the other options.
I wish it was like Mecha Buzz. Mecha Colt.
Or like, Or like that. Oh, it's an amazing skin, but why Edgar?
Yeah, it's a great skin, though.
I don't even want to look at Edgar after I got CEO Brawl Stars. Honestly, yeah. If you get CEO Brawl Stars, you're deserving of the nerd squeak. So, yeah, that's me. I got it. I'm so regretting it. Especially
it's
when
a good title, but it's also
kind of cringy.
Yeah. Plus the player icons.
Yeah. Whenever I think of that, I think of there's this guy named PLOV. He makes really goofy Brawl Stars videos. And it's basically got, like, if you check him out, you know, he's, like, really goofy. I don't know if I'd suggest him. He's, like, goofy. You've watched him.
Yeah. Wait, have I?
Yeah.
I just watched Plovplov, to be honest.
Yeah, that is PLOV.
Oh!
Yeah, Plovplov.
Yeah, Plovplov's an amazing, best channel in Brawl Stars. Check him out, 100%.
No.
Amazing channel.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But, like, so basically the Mecha Edgar is super cool. The profile icon's amazing. The kill effects are so cool. When you kill someone, the special effect shows up. The attacks are insane. The super is insane. The brawler model is amazing. 10 out of 10 skin. But why Edgar?
Yeah, also, I just got Tara Power 11. And I'm really debating on Tempest Tara and Misfortune. So should that be the pool? That's whoever, which skin I'll buy. That's, if you guys think Tempest Tara, say Tempest Tara in the poll for the Discord.
But if you think Misfortune Tara, then choose Misfortune Tara.
Also, you're not allowed to vote on this.
I'm not allowed to vote? Because I'll vote Misfortune?
Yeah, we all know. You're just gonna vote that one. But, yeah.
Yeah, so, I think that's all the skins. The last thing we have to do is go over my predictions, and I was right. I think on all three, maybe.
No.
We don't know if Chuck is a legendary.
The map, it's like a, you know, the environment's not.
What did I guess for the theme?
You could guess, like, ancient, like,
Egypt, deserts. Right. Okay, so I got one, possibly two. We'll check on in on that later to know if I actually got two. When Chuck's actual rarity is noticed, I might go on nulls to check, but I probably won't. I have 10 years of updates, and plus I don't really like going on nulls. I haven't updated it since, like, 2022, so that was when I got it. So I've used it for one season, stopped, because I didn't want to, and it's kind of boring playing on a thing where you have everything.
Don't you have, like, 100 or more hours on that game or something?
On nulls?
Yeah.
No, I have 100 hours on my mini.
Oh.
Oh, I should explain this story. So back in the day, back in 2020, I'm just a silly, goofy old 12-year-old. Not very smart. I'm the opposite of nerd squeak. I'm stupid. I'm dumb. Right?
Yeah.
And so basically, I got a new tablet. I had to sign into my Supercell. And I kept on thinking my email was this one thing. And it never was. So for 5 months, I thought that was...
Caps locks on.
No, it was the wrong email. I thought it was that email for 5 months. And then finally, I realized, I'm like, oh, actually, it is.
And you unlocked Crow on that map.
Yeah.
Or that...
On that account. And then I'm like, oh, I used the wrong email. And I had bought Brawl Pass on that account.
Yeah, I played my mini, though, I have bought Brawl Pass. But I have a good mini, though.
Yeah, he's a sweaty free-to-play mini.
Yeah.
Like, Bro has two rank 25s. Mm-hmm. He also got rank 26 Buzz, so congrats to him on his main.
Yay, woohoo!
I think he's going for Buzz Mastery. He wants to be bad to the bone.
No. I don't know if I will. Mastery pushing is so boring.
Yeah, just do it on... Oh, also, there's going to be... by the looks of it, there's going to be a free legendary star drop in the shop on update day. They showed it in the shop.
Yes, I'm so
looks
excited.
Awesome. So, one, possibly two out of three on my predictions. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see y'all in the next one.